that's just a blessing from on high. Brother Darrell's going to come preach tonight. So turn your button on, rear back, and let it rip. We're glad to have them all these many years in the church, and that what a blessing they are. And, hey, not only him, Miss Juanita and his kids, I asked them, could they sing that song tonight? I don't think so. I said, well, if you ask, do I need to ask your daddy or something? And this is Chandler talking. And she said, no. I said, well, I'll ask him. I'll set it up and get if you can sing. I said, you can sing, can't you? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got it. All right, Brother Darrell, turn that button over right back.
All right, I believe I'm on. Appreciate the opportunity to preach tonight. Tell you what, God's good. Amen. Appreciate the visitor tonight. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people out there not going to church. And this is, I'm going to tell you, you want to know the way of salvation? It's the house of God. I'm going to tell you what, you don't have to be here to get saved, but I promise you, the house of God is where it starts. Amen? Yes, sir, it is. And if you got your Bibles just for a little while tonight, I want you to turn to Proverbs chapter 6. And I know I told the preacher when I walked out, he beat on my sermon some. He said, don't worry about it. They'll forget it time you get back up here to preach anyway. Amen. Chapter 6 of Proverbs, and we're going to start with verse number 6. It says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Well, that's good right there. Which having no guide, overseer or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. Just for a little while tonight, I'm going to preach on, get a job, you sluggard. Brother Ron, open us up. Yes. Amen. I'll tell you what, God was good writing this down. He called him a sluggard, amen. We've got a problem in America with sluggards. Lazy. No good. You one of those? They call it Generation Z. The Generation Z is born in the 1990s or early 21st century. They're perceived as being familiar with the use of digital technology. You getting the picture? The internet and social media from a very young age. I've seen this old world change, and I've seen our very old children, preacher, change to this very thing that God says you're a sluggard. Now, there's some characteristics of being in that Generation Z and a sluggard, and they're not very good. And if you have these, shame on you. If you have one of them, you ought to change. And I'm going to get into this a little while later, but parents, as you listen, we are to blame, amen. Dads, moms, we're to blame with this Generation Z society. Now, as a whole, there's always someone that'll prove me wrong, and I've seen that in the last two or three weeks. But as a whole, characteristics of Generation Z, they're lazy. I ain't never in my life seen a bunch of lazy people like I see in America right now, and even in our own homes, amen. Just plain. can tell you, I've heard it said, you know, boy, he's a great Christian, he's just lazy, or she's just lazy. No, they're not a great Christian, amen. Being a Christian and being lazy is not good together, amen. You get it? You're a little lazy tonight, amen? Shame on you tonight. We have a generation that wants everything but are not willing to work for nothing, amen. We as parents have given this generation everything thinking we're doing them a great service when we're not, amen. We've ruined them. We've ruined them. We talk about church people too now. Don't mistake and think that I'm not talking to you and myself, because I am tonight. Rude. Generation Z. You know, it doesn't cost you a dime to be nice tonight. We got a generation of children just plain rude, amen. You can tell that their mother and daddy has not backhanded them and showed them just a little courtesy, amen. You're sitting here and you say, well, my mom and daddy don't backhand me. Your mom and daddy's wrong. Just plain wrong. Mean. This same generation Z is some of the meanest children and young adults that I've ever seen, amen. Just plain mean. And you know why they get away with it? Nobody is holding them accountable, amen. Even in the church, you're my brother and sister, but the line is drawn when you get to be mean. You and I'll have trouble. You get what I'm saying? Even if it's your dear children, amen, there's a line to be drawn down at the house of God. Tell you what, they're easily offended. That Generation Z group, I'm going to tell you what, I call them lightweights, amen. Well, you've hurt my feelings. You've offended me. Moms and dad, we have feminized our young men, amen, and we've butcherized our little females. Shame on us tonight. Shame on us, easily offended. Smart mouth. Spoiled. We're to blame. God haters. Preacher haters. That Generation Z hates the God of the Bible. They hate the very preached word of the Lord. Amen. And it shows. Their life and their well-being is on that internet and them games, amen. That's what they grown up on, because mama and daddy has got too busy, so it's easy to stick an iPad right on in them and say, go ahead and take care of yourself. They tech savvy, but dumb on common sense. Buddy, they can open them up, play the games, open the computers up, and go straight on to town or wherever else they go to that we're not watching. But bless God, they ain't got a dime's worth of common sense, amen. And when it gets hard and it gets down to the rubber, meets the road, they're going to be in a bind, and we are going to be the ones to blame. Never seen a time in this Generation Z where you got young adults. By the time you're this age right here, you ought to aspire to be something when you grow up. We got them always. Listen, let me tell you something. And this may make you mad, but we graduating them now at 15, 16 years old, calling them men and women, and they're still babies, amen. Take that ever how you want to take it. But it shows, and it shows your foolishness. You're 16 and 17 years old, and all you do is lay up in the bed. You ain't got a job. You sluggard, you. Get you a job. Now, you young ladies, I'm going to tell it like it is. I'm not going to aspire to get you a job, but bless God, if you're going to stay at home, you ought to be helping that mother and dad take care of that house. Wash the dishes. Get you some cleaning rags and wash the commode, you sluggard. I won't get much prayer tonight, will I? But bless God, it's you mom and dad's fault for putting up with that. It starts down at the house of God. And we wonder why America's like it is. Because our churches are ruined. Ruined. Can't take preaching. Everybody gets offended. Lord, the preacher's going to call my name. He needs to call our name.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if he's talking to me. Yes, I am. I am. I am. Now, my little buddy over here, I was just told that I was too mean and too loud. My own little grandson. Now, do you think for 1 second I'm going to change? I'm going to get louder. Pull up your pants and be a man. Had breakfast cooked for him this morning. Bless God, when I walked in there after lunch, it was dishes strewn everywhere. Chip bags every place on the floor. I worked hard to do that. No, bless God, I said, get out in here. Pick this junk up, take it to the sink. I'll break your arm. Ask them if I didn't. It hurts their feelings, so be it. This generation's not working, do you understand? What we are doing is not working. It shows. My anxiety's getting up. You don't know anxiety. You don't know it. You do not know it. No idea what I'm going to do, but while I'm thinking about it, I'm going to lay up and do nothing. I'm going to let mom and dad take care of me because they're foolish, and they will. I'm going to be mean as hell because I can get away with it. I'm going to have a smart mouth because I can get away with it. You understand what I'm saying? You better be glad that I'm not your dad. Hell, high water, or bloodshed. Something would change or your rear end would be out of the house. That's where we parents have gotten wrong. We are going to do whatever it takes to keep them little darlings in the house. I'm going to take whatever it takes, smart mouth and all, no help at all, because I got to have them. You're a fool. You're a fool. It's not a good thing to be called a Christian and be lazy. Starts with us. Starts with us down at the house of God. Moms and dads are to blame. We spoiled our children. We've loved them, but we've spoiled them. We've ruined them. And we're paying for it now. As a generation, we are. We're paying for it. Dads, listen. No, some of us are not lazy. But when you're too busy to take care of your children and be there to discipline them, or your job, I don't care who you are, takes you away from the family more than you are at home, something's going on. You either got you somebody on the side or you just don't like your family. But it'll show up down at the house of God, and it'll show up on your children. It'll show up. There's going to be a payday someday. And we're starting to pay right now. Starting to pay. No discipline. No beatings. Put up with it. What can I tell you tonight, dads and moms? Moms and dads? It's time to say, put your foot down. You young men ought to act like young men. Talk like young men. Son, if they squeak, tell them, get a little man in your voice, amen. If I can't hear you, speak up. I'm going deaf. I said it again, hell, high water, or bloodshed before I put up with it. Let me tell you something. You put up with it now when they're young, you think just magically, poof, they're going to get better when they get older, preacher? No, they're going to be twofold more the child of hell. And it's right on your hands. Right on your hands. Now, we know the Bible talks about being not slothful in business. Preacher got on that. Preacher got on 2 Thessalonians where it says you don't work, you don't eat. But we've got a generation of kids that have been used to everything given to them without anything that they have to do. You see that with society. Food stamps. Now listen, some people deserve it, actually need it. But as the most part, I'll say 90% could get them a job. Get them a job. Now what are we going to do with it tonight? You can get mad at me. That's not going to solve the problem. The problem's with you. With you. You understand what I'm saying? With you. With you. It shows on you. It shows on your children. And I'll leave you with this. It don't look good. God bless you tonight.
Good all the way around. You know, one of the phrases I wrote down just now while he was closing out is that I've heard a lot. Turn that down. Turn that down so we don't have to hear the sound. And all that business there. I've even seen parents that got mad because the kid, they had to stop long enough from their game and that now they're not going to make. They had to stop. I guess you're happy now that I've lost my championship. Yep. Turn that down. Oh, yeah. I don't have any of those games. I'm not against it for you to have it, but I want to tell you one thing. It has run rampant across the country and to where that most of the time, if you want to see somebody that's got hands that are soft, besides a woman, in the day we live in, they've got calluses on their thumbs.
Yes, sir.
Let's stand to our feet as we get ready to pray. Great job, great sermon. I hope we can take that to heart. Father, we want to thank you for loving us. We ask your blessings now upon the reading of thy word, and we thank you knowing that thy word is true. Now I pray the Lord you'd help us to exalt and magnify your name together. Lord, we want to say thank you for all you've done and all you're doing. And I pray if there's one lost without God, they'd come to know you in the free pardon of sin. Lord, maybe some child of God has become a little lackadaisical in their life, their limb, their service. Whatever the need is, thou knowest. Now bless these boys and girls, young men.